The name of this pamphlet is The Working Mom. We start off with a quote from Pope John Paul II. It is necessary, then, for the mother to be with the children in a physical way and to be physically capable of caring for the children. This, of course, implies not only health, but freedom from physical and emotional exhaustion. A mother's role is not only crucial to the family, but also to society. End quote. It must be mentioned at the start that this booklet is in no way intended as a ridicule to those couples who, for some reason beyond their control, must allow the mother to leave the home in pursuit of a job. There are many families in which the wife and mother heroically enter the workplace to earn the money necessary to support the family. Having acknowledged this, it is also necessary to point out the fact that many of those who genuinely feel that it is necessary for the mother to work outside the home draw their conclusion from information they have received from a society that does not understand the management of money, nor the value of self-control. Money is a tool that must be intelligently handled if one is to be able to support a family. The sad fact is that far too often our supposed intellectual experts are quick to justify the mother leaving the home rather than taking the time to educate them in the art of money management. The beauty of self-control is also being denied as a valid means of acquiring money. One who does not know how to handle money could put their whole family to work and still have financial problems. In most cases, education in the art of frugality and proper self-discipline is the answer, not mom leaving the home. Cause of the problem. Society today has successfully convinced the woman that she is better off out of the home. It has even persuaded many priests and bishops to condone such action, convincing them that it is almost a necessity for both husband and wife to be employed if they are to be able to pay the bills. One can readily see why so many of the clergy shy away from praising the mother who dedicates her life to the building up of the family. They feel that if they were to mention anything positive about the dedicated mother in the home, they would be putting down the ones who have chosen a career outside of the home. So, in an effort to not demean the working mother, they choose to disregard the mothers who put husbands and children ahead of self, thereby denying her the moral support she so desperately needs. Our worldly society, on the other hand, has no qualms with putting down the full-time homemaker. It viciously attacks motherhood as a degrading and unfulfilling burden on the women. The secular world is not like the non-judgmental clergy, who dare not say anything that might offend those moms who have left the home. The world strikes down motherhood as something that degrades the very dignity of womanhood. Yes, they firmly assert that it is absolutely necessary to get the mother out the home if she is to become a truly fulfilled person. Their strategy is to paint a gloomy picture of the homemaker, one that depicts her as a sloppy, straggly-haired woman with scaly elbows, bad breath, and a face with a look of disgust spread from ear to ear. The home is never portrayed as a lovely place, but rather as a prison, and a messy one at that. Their picture painting takes on a completely different look when portraying the career-minded mother. They depict her as a well-groomed, high-stepping woman with a smile from ear to ear, eagerly awaiting the excitement that her fabulous career will bring. What a difference! Which do you suppose a woman would want to choose? Clearly, the working woman has all the support, while the Christian mother has none. Career mother. Now, if you please, let us put some reality into these two pictures painted by our worldly society. Let's start with the career mother, with the broad smile. For the vast majority of women, this is the furthest from the truth. It would be far more accurate to picture her as a frustrated, stern-faced woman who is ready to pounce on anyone who dares to distract her from whatever it is that occupies her at the moment. Love and compassion are words that have lost meaning to her. Tenderness is a word that she reserves for speech only, for it has no place in the life of a liberated woman. It requires too much time. She has to constantly justify her lifestyle and this requires her to avoid examining her conscience. She tries to keep her mind distracted with worldly facts and figures, such as the cost of living and her duty to the company. The company is the source that has enabled her to further her career. She often feels despondent when her mind starts to wander back to the family that she has neglected, but she quickly switches her mind back to the pursuit of a freedom she believes will bring her happiness. This belief, by the way, was instilled in her by none other than women who also have lost much in the pursuit of their own career. So to justify their own lifestyle, these women seek to bring more mothers out of the home and into the workplace. Remember the saying, misery loves company? It is also good to remember that the problems these women are having seem less burdensome when others are having the same problems. You see, it becomes normal if everyone is having the same family problems. This gives them the ability to say, you see, everyone is having the same problems. It's just part of being human and living in an imperfect world. But it is certainly not due to the lifestyle that I have chosen. Oh, how we can lie to ourselves to avoid responsibility for our actions. The statement Christ made concerning those who have eyes and cannot see and ears that cannot hear fits the career woman perfectly. If she could see correctly, she would see that having to get up early to get the children fed and ready for school on time, as well as getting herself to work on time, can be frustrating and even when everything goes smoothly. So just think of the frustration for her when things start going wrong. For instance, what if a child gets sick? Who is it that will take care of the child? Who is it that will give this child the love and care he so desperately needs at a time when he feels so weak and helpless? Is it not at such times that a child needs the security of a loving mother to aid him in the developing of a sound mind and healthy body? Happy and secure children tend to become happy and secure adults. Yes, the picture of the liberated woman excitedly dashing from one thrilling endeavor to the next is anything but the truth. The supermom is more likely to be lonely, tense, and frustrated rather than excited and carefree. Let us hasten to add that we are not denying the fact that these women do have their times of enjoyment and feelings of accomplishments, but this feeling of enjoyment is brief in comparison to the feeling of burden that her choice of life has brought about. The average working mother can be heard making statements such as these in the mornings. Boy, I can't wait till 4 o'clock. At 4, gosh, I have to pick up the kids, do some shopping, help them with their homework, feed them, and put them to bed. At 10, boy, I can't wait to get to bed and get some rest. Oh gosh, just look at this messy house. Well, it will just have to wait. I'm going to bed. I have to get up at 6 tomorrow, and just look at what time it is already. This sort of lifestyle is destructive to the physical as well as the spiritual well-being of a woman. Days turn into weeks, weeks turn into months, and months into years. A lifetime is spent in the pursuit of a lie. She grows old, trying to build something that is increasingly distancing her from her family. Yes, as she grows older, she is actually growing farther from the very ones she loves most. That is, if she has not already lost them through a divorce. Just as a delicate hand tends to callus and toughen when exposed to the abrasive effect of a shovel, so too does the delicate disposition of a mother tend to callus and toughen when exposed to the abrasive atmosphere of the world outside of the home. Homemaker. Now, let us go to the mother in the home. It must be stated at the start that she can stay home and not be a good wife or mother. By that I mean a woman can stay home and not take interest in it. The key word is interest. She must see the value of a home. If she does, she will take delight in enhancing it. We must remember that a woman, as does a man, gets her feelings of importance by accomplishment. Yes, the wife and mother that creates an attractive home has certainly earned the right to be proud. To see her husband happy and the children well-adjusted does wonders for a woman's ego. Her home becomes a place where not only her family, but friends as well, like to dwell. She becomes truly an industrious woman. Her sewing skill enables her to save money by making beautiful clothes for the children. Her talents often enable her to make many decorative and useful devices that even further enhance the beauty and convenience of the home. The loving homemaker's cooking brings smiles of gratitude from the hungry husband and children who adorn her table at meals. Yes, a loving mother is a loved mother, for as Christ said, it is in giving that we receive, and she is a giver, the best of givers, for she gives herself. We all have our ups and downs, and this is part of being human. The person, however, who is God-centered has more ups and less downs. Doing God's will is the secret to a successful life. This is clearly brought out both in Holy Scripture and in the teachings of Holy Mother Church. Conclusion. In conclusion, I wish to ask the reader to honestly and sincerely ponder this question. Could you imagine a Christian mother who, finding herself at death's door, would say to herself, "Oh, how I wish I had spent more time at the office and taken more work home with me at night. Yes, I truly wish that I had not wasted so much of my valuable time on my husband and children." I am sure you would agree that in all likelihood the good Christian mother would, if anything, regret the hours spent away from the ones that God had placed in her charge. Looking back, she would see that the quest for fame and fortune did not bring the promised results. Regret would most likely fill her final days. Before closing, it might be good to ponder these words taken from the book, The Family, written in 1876. Quote, "The wife finds her world in the home, which belongs professionally to her. Sheltered from the ruder cares of life, she breathes the atmosphere of love. But with man, swallowed up in the details of business, love is apt to prove too much of an episode. Enticed from the soft charities of his home and preoccupied with the anxieties and labors of the outside world, his heart is apt to harden under the influences which are so unfavorable to the development of the affections." End quote. Materialistic families will always have trouble making enough money to pay the bills, so it is incumbent on us all to educate them in the art of money management, as well as the virtues of discipline and prudence. All children deserve the love and care of a full-time mother. Will you please help them to have one? I'll finish with a quote from Pope Pius XII. "Restore woman as soon as possible to her place of honor in the home as housewife and mother. This is the universal cry today." The mother's absence from the home has another and more lamentable result. It affects the children's education, especially the girls' training and preparation for real life. Accustomed to her mother being always absent from home and to seeing the home itself so dismal in its neglected condition, she will not be able to find anything attractive in it, nor will she feel the slightest inclination for the austerities of housework, any appreciation of its dignity and beauty, any desire to devote herself to it one day as a wife and mother." End quote.